To all this the barber gave his assent, and looked upon it as right and proper, being persuaded that the curate was so staunch to the faith and loyal to the truth that he would not for the world say anything opposed to them. Opening another book, he saw it was Palmarin de Oliva, and beside it was another called Palmarin of England, seeing which the curate said, "Aha! Let the olive be made firewood of at once and burned until no ashes even are left, but let that palm of England be kept and preserved as something unique, and let such a case be made for it as that which Alexander found among the spoils of Darius and set aside for the safekeeping of the works of the poet Homer. This book, my friend, is of authority for two reasons. First, because it is very good, and secondly, because it is said to have been written by a wise and witty king of Portugal. All the adventures of the castle of Miraguarda are excellent and of admirable contrivance, and the language is polished and clear, studying and observing the style befitting the speaker with propriety and judgment. So then, provided it seems good to you, Master Nicholas, I say let this and Amadis of Gaul be remitted the penalty of fire, and as for all the rest, let them perish without further question or query."
"Nay, neighbour," said the barber, "for this that I have here is the famous Don Belianis."
"Well," said the curate, "that and the second, third, and fourth parts all stand in need of a little rhubarb to purge their excess of bile, and they must be cleared of all that stuff about the Castle of Fame and other greater affectations, to which end let them be allowed a reprieve till they prepare a defence, and according as they mend so shall mercy or justice be meted out to them. And in the meantime, my friend, do you keep them in your house, and let no one read them."
"With all my heart," said the barber,
and not caring to tire himself with reading more books.